Unit 4. Last holiday.
I went to Italy last year. Sicily, more precisely. It was our summer holiday and we flew to Palermo on the 5th of August. When we arrived at the airport, the thing that hit us when we got off the plane was how hot it was. Extremely hot. Over 32 degrees. Anyway, my parents wanted to hire a car so they could explore the island. So we walked through the airport to the car hire office to get the car keys. It took over 30 minutes to get them, and I sweated a lot and was very thirsty. I wanted to get to the hotel, have a drink, and go for a swim as soon as possible. We got the car, and my father drove to the hotel. We could see lots of lemon trees along the roads. It was the first time I had seen lemon trees. You know, in England, the weather is usually rainy and much colder than in Sicily, which is the reason you'll never see lemon or orange trees here. But in Sicily, it's much drier. My mother bought a tourist guide from a small bookshop on our way to the hotel, and she read it carefully. She explained to us that in the 19th century, the mafia made a lot of money out of the lemon market. We arrived at the hotel. It looked really wonderful. It was near the sea and the beach didn't seem to be too crowded. The water was clear blue. A very nice park with trees, fountains, tables and chairs surrounded the hotel, and there was a very, very large swimming pool. I was very impatient to dive in. My parents told me to go to my room first and to put my clothes in the wardrobe, which I did very quickly. The room was very comfortable and had air conditioning. There was a double bed and a large bathroom with a bath and a shower. The walls were painted white and the curtains were light blue. A mirror and a few posters hung on the walls. There was a duvet on the bed. Everything was very clean. I put on my swimsuit, my sunglasses, got a towel, and left my bedroom. I took the lift to the ground floor and hurried out of the hotel to the swimming pool. I had a glass of orange juice and bought an ice cream. And at last I dived into the water. The temperature was surprisingly high, 25 degrees. The sun shone. There weren't any clouds in the blue sky, and there was no wind at all. In a word, perfect holiday weather.